This podcast is brought to you by the National Trust of South Australia. It's about local people and places. Thanks for joining us for Our Town. Let's dive in.
Hi, I'm David Tucker from the National Trust Gawler Branch. In this podcast, we're going to hear from Jeff Turner and from Marilyn Tucker about a remarkable woman named Meta Pruill, who came from war-torn Europe to the Williston Migrant Workers Hostel with her family in 1949. During this podcast, you will hear in the background faint orchestral music playing and hear the splendid soprano voice of Meta Pruill. We will start with Jeff and then cross to Marilyn.
Hi, I'm Jeff Turner from the National Trust Gawler Museum. Today I want to tell you about an amazing immigrant woman, Meta Pruill. Meta was variously known in the Gawler community as Meta, Meta, and Meta. However, I've always called her Meta and will do so in this podcast. Meta Pruill was born in a small village just outside Tallinn, Estonia. She studied music at the Conservatory of Music in Tallinn, and as a lyric dramatic soprano, she could sing in English, German, Italian, Estonian. Marrying August Pruill, a draftsman and surveyor, music teacher and conductor, both part of a 120-person choir giving concerts and broadcasts out of Tallinn, Estonia. During this period, daughter Veika and son Hendrik was born. Veika became a musician and would accompany her mother in performances and later again a music teacher in South Australia. Hendrik studied immunology and gained a PhD from the University of Adelaide. Both Veika and Hendrik were ducks of the Gawler Primary School. In 1944, the Pruill family decided to flee Estonia ahead of the advancing Russian army, with their ship leaving just prior to the Russian army occupying Tallinn. However, Russian aircraft attacked the ship, setting it on fire. Although this was a very bad time for the Pruill family, they eventually arrived in Germany. Meta Pruill had performed concerts in Tallinn, Stockholm and Frankfurt, with broadcasts in several languages. This continued in Germany. At the end of the war, they were in a displaced persons camp run by the newly formed United Nations. Meta continued her music interest, helping other Estonian children. Meta and August formed a choir of 800 voices with broadcasts out of Germany. The family was, however, living in a displaced persons camp. As luck would have it, the camp ran a lottery comprising of 3,000 tickets, which Hendrik ran. It was tickets to Australia. The family made its way to Naples in Italy, boarding the SS Mozzafari, bound for Melbourne, arriving in that city on the 25th of March 1949 and sent to Bonegilla camp for processing, and then on to Gawler and the Williston migrant camp. The family built their Australian life in Gawler, building a home, working, socialising, all the family becoming involved in all activities, Meeta in particular becoming well known. Meeta became heavily involved in music and arts in the community and became a teacher at the Gawler Primary School. I'm going to tell you about her involvement and commitment to her new community. It will astound you. She, Meeta, started teaching English at the migrant camp to European children so they could attend school. She became a teacher at the Gawler Primary School. She was also involved with the Gawler Orpheus Men's Choir, the Estonian Mixed Choir, and the Lutheran Church Junior Choir. She ran concerts in Gawler, the Barossa Valley, Adelaide, and Port Lincoln. She performed on the ABC radio and nationally. All were recorded. She performed on many occasions at the Gawler Institute, including the Grand Centennial Concert. She also performed and conducted a school choir by invitation to the Queen of England of 2,000 children. These are just a few of her achievements. The book This'll Do and the display in the Gawler Museum have many more. Meeta Prull started her Australian life in Gawler, a truly remarkable woman.
When I was in grade 2 at Gawler Primary School in 1952, Mrs. Prull was my teacher.
Mrs. Prull was unique. Firstly, English was her second or third language, or maybe even her fourth. So she had a very pronounced accent, which some students found a problem, although maybe it was their parents' problem, because I certainly could understand what she was saying. Each day she rode to school on her bicycle in high heels and a smart suit, or costume as they were known. This made a very big impression on me and made me appreciate that she took teaching very seriously and it was important to her. Not only did she teach us to read and write as seven-year-olds, but I recall her telling us the story of her journey to Australia, how she and her family walked over many long distances, sustained by black bread. We, of course, found the term black bread most intriguing and very strange to contemplate. So the next day, she brought some to school, cut into postage stamp sized squares for us to taste. I don't know how many of us truly liked it, but to this day, pumpernickel is something I quite enjoy.
We did a lot of singing. When preparing for a concert, Mrs. Prull listened closely to each pupil. If they didn't sing in tune, she told them to stop singing out loud.
My informant of that story told me that she sang on regardless of Mrs. Prull's instructions to be silent while singing. The Prulls wanted to move out of the camp, so they purchased a block of land in Bella Street in Gawler East and proceeded to build their own house. Like many, they had no building experience other than that Auguste had been trained as a surveyor. A common practice in Gawler at that time was to manufacture bricks. Gawler stone was the term for those bricks, made in small batches of cement set into moulds. The moulds had a rough texture on one side, hence the term stone. Men would return from work each evening and make a batch of cement and pour it into the moulds. Next morning, the brick was usually dried sufficiently to be removed and placed on a rack to dry out thoroughly. quite often the housewife of the family might remove the brick and clean the moulds ready for the next batch the following evening. By this process, many houses in Gawler were built. The Prules joined in this enterprise and made enough bricks, and with the help of some friends, finished their house and moved in it to start life as citizens of Gawler. From the early days of the hostel living, Meta, August and the children participated in musical events of the town. August frequently as conductor and Meta as the soprano. August established an Estonian choir in Adelaide with Meta as the soloist. Concerts drew large crowds. Meta moved on to a school in Adelaide and quickly became the conductor of a children's choir drawn from many schools that performed for significant occasions in the school calendar, including a performance in front of the Queen on one of her visits. We have a photograph taken from the ground of this concert. Meta is standing at the foot of a very high tiered rank of dozens of children. We estimate there are about 1,200 children in the photograph. The highest people sitting in this tiered stand must have been very close to heaven because it looks most precarious. Meta continued as a teacher with the music department of the education department. She was much admired for her level of skill and education. She was also involved for many years in ABC radio music programs.
That concludes our episode about Meta Prule. She is remembered by us with great affection, and we are glad to share her story. For us, the story speaks of her personal strength and resilience and projects the importance to her of education and her joy of making and sharing music.
Listening to a podcast from the National Trust of South Australia. To find out more, visit us at one of our heritage places or online at nationaltrust.org.au/SA.